You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I am here with Stephen Powell from BBC Newsbeat and Paula Hughes, who is the Global News Editor. I have a few questions about the talk you just gave. So first of all, why did you choose go into radio journalism instead of sort of TV or newspaper? You know, what was the appeal of radio journalism?
I think for me, first of all, I studied undergrad journalism, but it was a multimedia course, so I covered newspapers, radio and TV, and it was there the radio really stood out for me. I'd done a little bit of newspaper work before that, but it's the immediacy of radio, it's the creativity, and you know, being able to tell somebody something pretty much instantly and be creative with it and use that audience. So for me, that's what appeals to me and has kept me doing that.
I've always loved radio since I was a kid. So my dad had the radio on all the time at home. When I went off to university, I started listening to Five Live in the afternoons, and there was a guy on there called Simon Mayo who had a show where they'd talk about film reviews, book reviews, and they'd do Prime Minister's questions. And I thought, well, that's amazing. And I wanted to do that, and that's how I sort of fell in love with the radio. And then I get to work, and it was great.
Great, okay. And so you obviously do kind of similar things. How would you say that a story would differ on Newsbeat compared to a more, you know, sort of station like BBC Radio 4?
So Newsbeat, our audience is 16 to 24 primarily. Obviously you hit people who are younger and sometimes people who are older, but basically that's what we're going for. And so it's all about sort of choosing stories that they care about or that affects them more so, and that comes down to your decision making at the start of the day. So for example, on Newsweek we do a lot more stories about mental health, for example, or drug policy, issues like that, rather than say the European referendum. Now obviously we will cover that because it's really important for our audience, but we will cover that when it matters to them, not every day just because we should.
Okay, and would you say that's the same with Capital Radio?
Yeah, I think so. For my team and the news that we're doing for the different brands, of Capital is probably the comparable one to Radio 1's Newsbeat. We're looking at that audience and what they're interested in, what makes them tick, what do they need to know, what do they need to tell their friends and share that information.
So what do you feel is the most important aspect of an engaging news report?
So I think it depends on the story, what makes engaging radio, but basically we're storytellers. Sometimes we have to tell really sad or depressing stories, or really what can be seen as dry or boring stories, but ultimately they're stories that are interesting to someone and they need to be told, and that's what radio's fun for, is because you get to try and tell those stories in different ways. So unfortunately, it's a bit of a cop-out. There's lots of different ways to tell a story, but my personal favourite radio is the stuff that grabs you when you've got somebody telling you something, you know, something really heartfelt and that's affected their lives personally.
Okay. And do you agree with what you said?
Yeah, I think it's about emotions that radio kind of brings out in people. So that could be something that's really sad and you feel an emotional connection to that, but it could also make you laugh or it could just make you gasp because it's shocking. So I think that, you know, different emotions really is what comes out.
Okay, so another thing that you touched on in your talk is the kind of use of social media and how that, you know, is used in terms of radio. So how do you feel that the style of radio has kind of evolved with the growing impact of social media?
I think that what social media has done is that it gives you an immediacy with the audience, as you can talk to them basically all the time, whereas before radio news, you waited until your allotted time every hour. And then you told the world something and then you ran away again and then you came back in an hour and did the same. Whereas social media basically means you're having a constant conversation.
Yeah. And do you have anything to add to that?
No, I'd agree, to be honest. I think it enhances what you're doing. And as Stefan said, it's an opportunity or another opportunity to engage with your audience. So maybe in a different way sometimes or just also reflect what you're still doing on air as well, really. So just another opportunity to engage with people.
Yeah. Final question, which is again something that you touched on in the talk, and that is, if you could give one piece of advice to students wanting to go into radio journalism, what would that be?
Don't panic, I think, is the main thing, because people often get carried away or get worried about there is a linear way to do life. This, I must do this in order to jump there, in order to get my dream job. Well, I think, like in most industries, there's no right or wrong way to go into radio journalism.
Yeah, I'm agreed. Absolutely, don't panic. There are various different ways in. What I was saying was, make sure you make the use of opportunities like Student Radio Association Conference and meet people that are in the industry. We're here to talk to people, and actually if you can make that contact, then that's kind of a little bit of a foot in the door. And don't don't have that blanket approach of just sending out random emails where you don't know who you're contacting. I receive quite a lot, or the station does, in terms of nobody's really kind of worked out who they need to send something to. And for me, that doesn't necessarily show a good sign of a journalist, because if you're a good journalist, then you'll find out who the person is you need to contact, find out an email address or a phone number. So kind of go that little bit extra and make that contact and see if you can come in and get some experience, because you can learn lots on the course, and actually Stefan learned lots on his, and I did on mine as well. But until you get out into the world and you're working in it, then that can enhance what you already learned in the classroom then.
Great, okay, thank you very much.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.